Ollie, quite a productive week, considering you've hardly been in the pool since Rio.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week. Of course, started off with the 400 world record, which, you know, came as a bit of a surprise after pretty much five months of consistent training and a couple of injuries. So, getting the qualifying time as well in the 400, and then of course getting the qualifying time and my second fastest time ever tonight in the 200 medley. So, yeah, it's been different, kind of reassessing my expectations, but it's been good.
I think you and your retired brother pretty much own the 400 world record, don't you?
Yeah, I think if you go back in history, we've probably got most of the top 10 fastest times ever. But yeah, it's just trying to keep that legacy going. And I think one of the goals coming into this meet, obviously we had the Berlin World Series meet a couple of weeks ago, and I swam really well there and on my freestyle, and actually broke the world record on the 800 freestyle as well. So I knew that my freestyle coming in was kind of in a good place, and despite having a pretty inconsistent year, we thought that we could kind of put it out of sight for anyone to get there for the next couple of years. So to be able to do that's been really good.
So what was the mindset coming off the back of Rio in terms of how you would structure 2017? What were you thinking?
I mean, it was always going to be a strange year, after the games it always is, but I guess to make it even worse, World Championships wasn't technically the next season, it was the season after because it was so late. So this is kind of our target meet for the year. So it was difficult to kind of get refocused and kind of assess where I wanted to go and be motivated to get up early in the morning and go to the pool. But it took a while, and it's starting to come back now. And, this week's given me a lot of motivation going forward. But despite not doing that much in the pool in terms of, months of training, it feels like I've been going for a long time just because I guess my emotions have been on a little bit of a roller coaster this year, being up and down with my motivation and things. So it's been challenging, but in the long run, I think it'll help me.
Can we talk about the relationship you have with your coach, Glenn? I mean, you obviously work symbiotically in terms of what he thinks you should do and what you should do, what you think you should do. So what do? You put your heads together and go, here's the plan for the next 12 months. How much input does he have into it, and how much input do you have into that?
To be honest, this time it was a little bit different. Maybe because I'm a little bit older, and it's different with a senior athlete. But when we first got in, we kind of just said, right, we'll build it up slowly. We want to get fit first. That was kind of the first goal, and then we'll kind of take it from there, really. And then going back to the British International in April. I did a couple of events and swam pretty well, and we were fairly happy with that, and we thought, right, we can kind of move it on again for the trials. And like myself, Glenn didn't really have too many expectations for this season. We just basically wanted to qualify and get me on the plane to Mexico and of course qualify for next year's Commonwealth Games. So we didn't really have too many expectations, but I guess it's just a When your relationship works so well just day to day, going into training every day, and I guess just finding something every day to work on and kind of push me, and Glenn's great at doing that. That's kind of where it comes from, really, and it's not something that we have to work too hard on, I guess. After all these years, we've gotten pretty good at kind of seeing where we're both at and where we want to go.
And you say after all these years, that's three Paralympics behind you now, with Beijing and the great one in London and Rio. You talked about that word motivation. I'm interested to hear what keeps you, drives you on for 2020 when you've achieved so much already in the sport.
Yeah, it's difficult. And I've spent a lot of time this year just reflecting on, what's come before and kind of where I want to go with the sport. Funnily enough, before this week, I'd kind of said to Glenn, my head's pretty much at the minute what's motivating me the most is gold medals, which, before I was probably thinking, right, the main goal is to keep getting faster, And I kind of said to him, if it gets to 2020 and I've not broken another world record and, I'm still winning gold, I'll be fine with that. So that's probably this point in my career, what's more motivating as opposed to breaking the records is just, you know, going to the major championships and trying to win gold. Because ultimately that's what it's about. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what people remember. So it's just getting in that place where I'm competitive and I'm around that area, and then doing what I do best at the major championships and trying to get the gold.
And what people always see of you is a happy, smiley person who does well, more often than not wins medals at big events, but very, very rarely do you not win medals at big events. But how do you manage your condition?
It's tough. It's very tough. I think for me, post-Rio, actually, when I wasn't really doing a lot, that was worse for me. And that was kind of a realisation in my head that, you know, swimming is much more than, you know, my career and my passion. You know, it's my health as well. Although it's difficult to balance it, and we need to be very careful and not making sure that my fatigue levels are fairly balanced and I'm not going too much into the hole. But on the flip side, if I don't swim, if I'm not kind of putting the work in the gym, you know, my health seems to not like that either. So I guess it's another motivation to keep going, and it's just being smart about it. And again, like I said, with Glenn, we've been working together for so long, he can look at me after 50 metres and know exactly how I swim. So it's just, I guess, just managing it and listening to my body and just putting a plan in place where my performance is, of course, as good as it can be, but also I'm making sure my health's okay.
Because across the years, you've been asked this question a lot by people: what is your condition? What is your disability? Mm-hmm. Have you now found a way that you can actually explain to people what it means on a day-to-day basis? Because people look at you in the pool, go, "He looks fine. Yeah. Doesn't look anything wrong with him."
Yeah, it's challenging, and you know that the Paralympics, there are, you know, multi-ranging disabilities in each classification, which can be confusing at times to people who aren't used to the sport. But basically, for me, my impairment's a form of muscular dystrophy, and it affects majority of the function in my legs, and also in my hands, and a little bit in my arms as well, and my coordination. So although I'm not missing a limb or you know, something like that, I guess on a day-to-day basis, having a neurological condition in some ways is harder to kind of manage, and it's another thing to think about. But, you know, like I said, sport's given me so much, and it's, you know, who knows what my health would be like if I didn't swim. So I'm very grateful for that. But, yeah, it's just, I guess, about keep educating people about the sport, and, you know, I think that's going to keep going and going as we get close to Tokyo.
Next big target for you, Worlds in September in Mexico. How big a deal is that for you this year?
I mean, it's a world championship. So anytime you're representing your country, it's a big deal. You know, for me, like I said, I want to win gold medals, and that's kind of what I'm in it for at this point in my career. Of course, I won two world titles in Glasgow 2 years ago, so obviously I'd like to kind of retain them, and that's kind of the main focus. But it's going to be different. Obviously, it's altitude, it's different time of the year, but a world championships are world championships, and you know, I'm going to go in there and try and swim as fast as I possibly can.
And then Australia for the Commonwealth Games. I mean, all right, that's about 6 months apart, but it's something else you're targeting.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to, of course, experience it last time around in Glasgow and just had the best time. And again, I won a gold, so I'd like to be able to retain that title. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think, to be honest, post-Rio, that was kind of the one that we were thinking about the most, if I'm being honest. So I'm really excited for that one. It'll be a good event.
How many Paralympics do you think you're going to do?
It's a good question.
How many would you like to do? Is that a different question?
Well, of course, I'm definitely committed for the next 3 years until Tokyo 2020. At the minute, I'm thinking I'd like to go on and do one more, but you know, a lot of things can happen. You know, who knows what happened with injuries or my health. So who knows? But at the minute, I'm just enjoying every year and kind of taking it as it comes. But definitely focused on Tokyo, and I want it to be the best one yet.
Do you do any other events, or are you thinking about changing things, or maybe freshening your program up a bit?
Well, like I said, my freestyle's been feeling really good, and of course, I want to keep pushing on with the 400, but also the 100 freestyle as well. I think it poses a good challenge for me to kind of keep pushing and see how low I can get. And I'm kind of, I guess, at that borderline where I'm becoming competitive in that event. And also we have the relay as well, which is really exciting. And in Rio, we had four guys that were pretty young that can kind of take that relay forward. And, you know, in Tokyo, hopefully move it on and get a medal.
Of course, you're the old man now, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah. The old one on the team, but hopefully that I can bring some experience with that. So
keep going strong, keep that smile on your face.
Will do. Thank you.